Track 9, Celebrity Spotlight. Before she left for the USA, Sam recorded this month's Celebrity Spotlight. Here she is to tell us about Georgie Fame.
Bonnie and Clyde were pretty looking people, but I can tell you people they were the devil's children. Bonnie and Clyde began their evil doing one lazy afternoon down Savannah way. They robbed a store and hightailed out of that town. Got clean away in a stolen car and waited till the heat died down.
The Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde was a huge million-selling hit for our celebrity in the spotlight this month. We'll hear about an artist developing a cool sound from rock and roll, mixing jazz and blues, and paying homage to the greats of those styles. And, following a mention of this artist in Neil's take earlier on this edition, we'll look at the life and the times of Mr. Georgie Fame. Born Clive Powell on June the 26th in 1943 in the English industrial town of Lee in Lancashire, Georgie Fame's interest in music initially grew out of his family entertaining in the home and musical evenings in the church hall across the street, where his father also played in an amateur dance band. Although young Clive began playing piano lessons at the age of seven, he didn't stick too long with the formal training. But when rock and roll started to be broadcast on the radio during the mid-50s, then teenage Clive began to take the piano more seriously. Fats Domino, Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard were among his idols, and that was the basis of his earliest professional style. Upon leaving school, shortly after his 15th birthday, he followed the family tradition and took a job as an apprentice cotton weaver in one of the many local mills. But his leisure time was spent playing piano in various pubs and with a local group called the Dominoes. In July 1959, at a summer holiday camp, Clive was spotted by Rory Blackwell, the resident rock and roll band leader. Well, Blackwell offered the young singer and pianist a full-time job, and the teenager happily left his job at the weaving mill. Rory and the Blackjacks departed for London, their hometown, and Clive went with them. The promise of lucrative work in the music business didn't materialise, however, and the band broke up. He tried, unsuccessfully, to make his way back home, and eventually he had the good fortune of finding lodging at the Essex Arms pub in London's Docklands, where the kindly landlord provided him with a room where he could sleep.
I know a little place not far from town.
In October of that year, the Marty Wilde Show was performing at the Lewisham Gaumont, and Rory Blackwell arranged for Clive to audition live for impresario Larry Parnes. After walking on stage, without any rehearsal, he sang Jerry Lee Lewis's High School Confidential and was promptly hired as a backing pianist for the Parnes' stable of singers. Well, as with all the other young talent Parnes has taken on, such as Billy Fury and Johnny Gentle, he renamed Clive Powell Georgie Fame, and the name has stuck to this day. By the age of 16, Georgie had toured Britain extensively, playing alongside Marty Wilde, Billy Fury, Eddie Cochran, Gene Vincent, Joe Brown, and many more. And during this time, Billy Fury selected four musicians, including Fame, for his personal backing group, and the Blue Flames were born. At the end of 1961, after disagreement, the band and Fury parted company, though. Well, Georgie Fame and the Blue Flames took up what was to be a three-year residency as the house band at the Flamingo Club in London's Soho district. According to Georgie, they played rhythm and blues all-nighters to black American GIs, West Indians, pimps, prostitutes and gangsters. The band's reputation as the epitome of cool spread rapidly, and in 1963, their first album, Rhythm and Blues at the Flamingo, was recorded live at the club.
Every evening, when all my days work as soon, I call my baby and ask her what's up with you. I met some movies, but she don't seem to dig that. And then she asks me, why don't I come through a flat and have some supper and let the evening pass by. I'm digging records, this sounds a groovy high five. I say, yeah, yeah, and that's what I say, yeah, yeah. My baby loves me.
A string of hit records in the following years included the number one bestsellers Yeah Yeah, the first recording that knocked the Beatles off the number one spot in the charts, Getaway, and 1967's The Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde. Well, due to his great popularity, Georgie Fame and the Blue Flames were the only UK act invited to perform with the first Motown Revue when it hit London in the mid-1960s. From 1970 to 1973, Georgie Fame worked almost exclusively in a partnership with fellow musician Alan Price, former keyboard player for The Animals. The duo were featured in their own television series, The Price of Fame, guested on countless others, and produced the hit single Rosetta. Their partnership came to a close several years later, but the television exposure had made Georgie Fame a household name in Britain. In 1974, Georgie reformed the Blue Flames, and they continue working with him in one form or another to this day. But at that time, Georgie also began to regularly step away from the keyboards to sing with Europe's finest orchestras and big bands, a musical tradition he still currently pursues. And during the 70s, he also wrote jingles for several UK radio and TV commercials, and he composed the music for the feature films Entertaining Mr. Sloan and The Garnet Saga.
Rosetta, are you better? Are you well, well, well? Rosetta, are you better? Are you well, well, well? Well, well, well. Well, well, well. Well, well, well.
In 1981, Georgie co-produced and performed with jazz vocalist Annie Ross on the album In Hoagland, which featured the music of the legendary Hoagy Carmichael. Well, after Georgie met with Hoagy at his home in Palm Springs in California, a film based on the album was made by Scottish Television. It went on to win a Gold Award at the New York Television Festival. A similar tribute to Benny Goodman in Goodmanland, recorded in Sweden with vocalist Sylvia Vrethammer, followed in 1983. And in 1988, during one of his regular visits to Australia, Georgie produced the album No Worries with the Aussie Blue Flames. And in 1989, the album A Portrait of Chet, dedicated to jazz trumpeter Chet Baker, whom we heard all about previously on Celebrity Spotlight.
You can't be too careful with the moon and stars above. You can't be too far from love. And I just thought I heard you sigh. Just as I was all at sea. With your list close to mine, a thousand crazy thoughts run through my mind.
It was also in 1989 that Georgie Fame joined forces with Van Morrison after having been invited to play Hammond organ on Van's Avalon Sunset album the previous year. He continued to record and tour with Morrison throughout the 90s. And during that time, he and Van co-produced and performed on the Verve albums How Long Has This Been Going On, released in 1995, and Tell Me Something, The Songs of Mose Allison, released in 1996. In 1997, Rolling Stones bassist Bill Wyman began forming his new band, the Rhythm Kings, and Georgie Fame became a founding member. Well, since that time, there have been many CDs and tours, and the Rhythm Kings reform periodically to tour and record to the present day. Throughout his 40-year career, Georgie Fame has recorded over 20 albums and 14 hit singles. Ever on the road, Georgie Fame continues to perform his unique blend of jazz and rhythm and blues for live audiences at clubs and music festivals throughout Europe. And you know, it's not often we feature an artist who is still performing. So let's hear a little of this classic by the one and only Georgie Fame. Sunny.
Sunny. Thank you for the smile upon your face. Sunny. Well, wanna thank you for the clean your folds with grace. You're my spark, nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny wants a true. Things you do with love so true.
Thank you, Sam. A long time ago, I remember dancing to Georgie Fame. Yeah, yeah.